Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
One of the more controversial topics we have here is when it comes to spanking children and whether or not that's a good thing. The old spare the rod, spoil the child thing. And there's a new study out that talks about spanking and perhaps a result that it could have on youngsters, I guess young adults, when they get to be 19 or 20. Kathy Taylor joins us, Associate Professor of Global Community Health and Behavioral Science, I'm guessing, at Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
I'm great.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about this study and how it was conducted and what did it determine?
Well, there's a fantastic data set, multinational data set, that has been collected for decades that has looked at teenagers and essentially looked at all kinds of different health behaviors. It's health behaviors of school-age children. And among those different things that they've studied over time, they've looked at fighting, physical fighting. So there's really this cross-national data set that's been conducted for decades that has been existing. In addition to that, we now have 54 countries with bans on corporal punishment. And so this study was able to do this great experiment with basically a national experiment that's been going on, a cross-national experiment where they could look and see if those countries that had bans on corporal punishment also had adolescents in them that were fighting less or fighting more. And essentially what they found is that for those countries that had bans on corporal punishment, they were seeing less physical fighting among the teenagers, so years later, right, than the countries that had the bans.
So this was across national lines, across cultural lines, et cetera?
Correct. So these bans, so essentially why these bans are taking place, back in 1979, Sweden was the first country to institute one of these bans. But since then, so 2018, we're now up to 54 countries. And there's multiple countries that are adopting these bans every year. Really, the reason for this is twofold. So as you and I have discussed, the scientific evidence linking hitting children for really for any purpose, so including discipline, including corporal punishment, is linked with only harm to children in the long run. I know that runs counter to what people experience in the short term, because a lot of times, of course, people use corporal punishment and feel like it has short-term beneficial effects. But all of the science shows that essentially when you follow up children over time, there's actually more harm to them than good. And what this particular study is showing, as you pointed out, is that when you look even at national bans on corporal punishment and you follow up kids later and you see, hey, are they acting out more? Are they being more aggressive? Are they being less aggressive? They're actually being more aggressive. And this is completely consistent with all of the other research studies that have been, that have been done on this topic.
Before we're talking about abuse as opposed to spanking, what's the difference? And is there a difference if you use, I'll put in quotation marks, a weapon, because if it's not your hand, I would think that a belt or a stick or whatever you use, in essence, is wielding a weapon. And does age make a difference when it comes to this? The age of the child, and what about the family dynamic if you have more than one kid or gender of the kids? Ms. Taylor, that is a big, long question, so just jump in where you feel comfortable,
okay? Yeah, but they're really important questions, and actually, we've been trying to answer those kinds of questions for a long time. One of the things that I think has been really important related to one of your questions is, you know, where is the line? What's too much, right? So we know that using a belt or weapons isn't good, but how about, you know, just spanking, right? Just hitting kids with your hand. Problem is that, you know, when we've done the research and we've looked at these varying degrees of hitting, and what we've found is that, I mean, of course, if you hit a child more frequently and harder and they're even more terrified, of course, that's worse, right? I mean, there's, you know, it just makes sense that the more terrified they are and the more visible physical harm you do, the worse that is for the child in terms of their mental health and all kinds of health outcomes. But I guess what's been the most interesting and enlightening over the past couple decades of research that we've done is that there really is no line when it comes to doing harm to kids. In other words, hitting, any kind of hitting, even if it doesn't result in a visible mark or visible physical harm, we now know creates harm for kids. The harm is done under the skin. It's done in a way that it impacts the brain, it impacts response to stress, and it impacts children on in terms of their social, their behavioral, and even their physical health responses. So, you know, we're aware that this stress response to being hit at any age isn't good, right? I mean, here's the irony, I think. It's completely outlawed to assault an adult. We are not allowed to hit adults, right? But we make this strange exception in some countries, not all. As I said, there are 54 countries that have now banned corporal punishment. But we make an exception for the most vulnerable people in our society, children, the most vulnerable people. We make an exception and say, well, we can hit them if it's a parent doing the hitting. And the problem is that is based on the false notion that the only way to discipline kids is to hit them, or the best way to discipline kids is to hit them. And we just have reams of evidence saying that is just, it's just not true. It's an old custom that, you know, is going away, frankly. And I do think it's a matter of time when it will go away, because enough people and new generations will realize that there are better ways.
One final question before we let you go and stop for news. Somebody texted in a question about spanking out of love or spanking out of hate, saying there's a difference. Mm. Is there?
Yeah. Great question. I mean, when I've interviewed parents, you know, look, I don't judge or blame parents. Most parents say, hey, I'm hitting my kid out of love. I'm hitting my kid because I love them. I'm hitting my kid because I don't want them to get into trouble with the law or get into trouble at school. You know, ultimately, of course, doing anything with love is going to be better than hate, but that doesn't change the fact that hitting them is still harmful. You know, it's doing it out of love still, there's harm, and there's still, unfortunately, long-term repercussions.
Appreciate your time. We really do. Dr. Kathy Taylor, Associate Professor of Global Community Health and Behavioral Sciences at Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.